public advocate. As the city's ombudsman, or go-between, the job of the public advocate includes monitoring the operation of the public information and service complaint programs of city agencies, and investigating and trying to resolve complaints about many city services. In the mayor's absence, the public advocate acts as the mayor. In the case of a vacancy, the public advocate acts as mayor until a special election is held. The public advocate is also responsible for presiding over city council meetings and can sponsor local legislation. The public advocate earns an annual salary of $165,000.
Public Advocate, Democratic Primary. Catherine Guerriero, Letitia James, Rejma Shajani, Daniel Squadron, Sidi Kwai.
Catherine Guerriero, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Professor of Education and Politics at Teachers College, Columbia University, and the Steinhardt School of Education at New York University.
Previous occupations.
Served as Director of Strategic Planning for the Archdiocese of New York and Director of Government Relations for Catholic Charities. As Associate Director of the Archdiocese, coordinated Pope Benedict XVI's 2008 visit. Also ran a strategic planning consultancy for small businesses and nonprofits.
Education.
Curtis High School, Wagner College, MPA from the Wagner School at NYU, and a doctorate in educational administration from the NYU Steinhardt School of Education.
Organizational affiliations.
New Era Democrats, Congress of Italian American Organizations.
Prior public experience.
After 20 years in politics, this is my first run for elected office.
1. What is the most important issue in the city you would address if elected?
Our city faces key challenges. Unemployment is unbearable. People are losing their homes. The strength of our schools is at stake. Businesses are overwhelmed by bureaucratic paperwork. We are losing confidence in our leaders. I am running to give voice to everyone from each of our boroughs, from the threatened middle class to the most vulnerable New Yorkers, the poor, the newly arrived. The voices of all New Yorkers matter, and I'll make sure that they are heard so that all get the city services they deserve.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
We must address education as part of the whole life of the child. We must focus on the issue of housing for both our middle class and our most vulnerable. And we must protect both our union members and our small business owners. New leadership is needed now.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
As a mother, university professor, small business owner, and athlete, I know and love New York, and I will fight to keep our city great. As public advocate, I will work to keep New York a safe and affordable city where all New Yorkers from each of our 5 boroughs are treated with dignity and respect, where all people have an equal voice in our great city's future, and where all children have access to quality education and resources they need to succeed in life.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Letitia James, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
NYC council member.
Previous occupations.
Public defender with Legal Aid Society. Assistant NYS Attorney General. Chief of Staff in NYS Assembly.
Education.
New York City Public Schools. CUNY Lehman College. Howard University Law School.
Organizational affiliations.
Founded the Urban Network, a coalition of minority professional organizations that raises money and distributes college scholarships to inner city youth.
Prior public experience.
NYC Council Member, 35th District.
1. What is the most important issue in the city you would address if elected?
My top priority will be to fight for a great education for all our children. Through the Public Advocate's Office, I will demand that the city's focus is on improving the quality of education, and I will engage the community and families to ensure that our students are prepared for college and the real world, not just taught to the test.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
I will fight for good jobs that include fair wages and benefits for workers, affordable housing, consumer protections, access to health care, and public safety.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I've stood up for progressive causes my entire career. As public advocate, I will continue to push for economic and social justice for all New Yorkers by fighting for good schools, good-paying jobs, affordable housing, and the interests of the city's working and middle class.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Rejma Shajani, Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Founder, Girls Who Code.
Previous occupations.
NYC Deputy Public Advocate, Attorney.
Education.
JD, Yale Law School. MA, Harvard Kennedy School of Government. BA, University of Illinois.
Organizational affiliations.
Board member, Bronx Academy of Software Engineering.
Prior public experience.
NYC Deputy Public Advocate.
1. What is the most important issue in the city you would address if elected?
Education is the issue I would focus on the most because it is the pathway to jobs and economic security. We must provide our teachers and schools the necessary resources for our kids to be prepared for the jobs of today and tomorrow. I founded a national nonprofit, Girls Who Code, that gives girls from underserved communities opportunities to learn high-tech skills, and I've seen how those skills can give entire families access to the American dream.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
I will create New York's first ever seniors advocate to stand up for our senior population, provide free legal housing services to protect tenants and help families avoid foreclosure, designate a women's advocate to fight for equal pay for equal work and combat sex trafficking, and appoint a jobs and economy advocate to create and protect jobs by expanding our small business, tech, and manufacturing sectors. Wherever and whenever Albany and City Hall fail, I'll step into the fight and demand the accountability we deserve.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I bring a new and outside perspective on how to make government work best for the people. We'll be the voice for all New Yorkers and will hold government and politicians accountable. As the daughter of immigrants who taught me to fight for every possibility until it is achieved, I know how to deliver real change for our kids, our seniors, and our communities. I have a track record of real results and a plan for real action. I will always stand up and fight to create real opportunities for all New Yorkers and will not stop until the job gets done.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Daniel Squadron, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
State Senator.
Previous occupation.
See below.
Education.
Yale University.
Organizational affiliations.
Not applicable.
Prior public experience.
Before my election in 2008, I served as a top aide to U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer and co-authored his book. I also worked to secure $3 billion for a transit system and move money from the bureaucracy to our public schools.
1. What is the most important issue in the city you would address if elected?
I'll fight to make our city more livable and affordable so more people can make a life here, especially the most vulnerable.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
As a new father, I want every child to have the opportunity for a better future. I've fought for more funding and accountability in public schools, and will make sure parents have a voice, the city protects kids in foster care, and no child goes to bed hungry. I wrote legislation that banned military-style assault weapons like the one used in Newtown. I have a perfect 100% record on gun control, standing up to the NRA. I'll fight to get illegal guns off our streets and keep New Yorkers safe. When Sandy struck, I set up relief sites and delivered food to stranded seniors and others in need. I fought for tax relief for homeowners who lost everything. As public advocate, I'll make sure we're safe and prepared for the next disaster.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I have a proven track record of getting results for everyday New Yorkers, fighting corruption, writing landmark new gun laws, and advocating for affordable housing, parks, and public transportation. I'll make the public advocate's office a more effective force for children, seniors, and regular families who need a voice. I'm endorsed by Chuck Schumer, both former public advocates and leaders around the city.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Sadiq Wai, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Administrative staff analyst, advisor to the NYC Police Commissioner.
Previous occupations.
Division Chief of Resident Support Services, NYC Housing Authority, NYCHA, Community Liaison to Andrew Stein, President of the NYC Council, Community Liaison, Howard Golden, Brooklyn Borough President.
Education.
BA, Political Science, Fordham University. MPA candidate, Robert Wagner School of Public Service, NYU.
Organizational affiliations.
President, National Spokesperson, United African Congress. Second Vice Chair, African Union Diaspora Task Team.
prior public experience.
Founded Y Associates, a healthcare advocacy public relations firm.
1. What is the most important issue in the city you would address if elected?
We must do a much better job of fostering more open and honest communication between the NYPD and the citizens they protect. As a law enforcement official and a ranking civilian in the department, it is my job to build bridges between communities throughout the five boroughs and the NYPD. I will continue in this role as public advocate. We can stay committed to reducing crime while ensuring that fair civil rights and liberties are enjoyed by people and families throughout our city.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
Create affordable housing. Build new affordable housing specifically so police officers, teachers, and other city employees working towards public prosperity can afford to live in the neighborhoods where they work. This will foster better working relationships between them and the citizens they serve. Better our economy. Cultivate economic development for local businesses and create jobs by building new transportation and infrastructure through the advancement of green technology. Institute public health care options at the city level to ease burdens on businesses and citizens without health insurance.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
My breadth of experience in the areas of public safety, community empowerment, health care, housing and civil rights, and my commitment to advancing a more intimate sense of community between people of all races and classes, as well as new immigrants assimilating into our city.
Participating in the campaign finance program.